Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, folks, once again. Here to entertain, here to inform, here to educate. I am Amos Aton, the Black Fact Checker. Glad to be here, glad to be with you. Things looking a little bit better, I might add. Well, folks, going to cut the intro a little short only because I am finishing up yesterday's show. I started losing my voice, and I had a lot of folks that were messaging me as I did the show. I had folks that were, kind of responding to what I was saying. And some of you thought a lot of it was on what we call the fringe. And I get that. I understand that. But I did not take the name the Black Fact Checker because I liked the way it flowed off my tongue, although I do. The reason I took that name is because I, a black man, check facts. And then I cross-check those facts with other bits of information that reinforce the previous bits of information taken in. And I come to conclusions as I see them. Please don't mistake the fact checker aspect of my personality to imply that I think you should think as I do. I do not. I only say what I say so that you hear it and so that you think about it and so that you investigate it yourself. That is my goal. Now, the agenda was created for the audience I am addressing. The audience that I'm addressing is the progeny of slaves, the folks that call me in the middle of a show, those folks. But in reading some of your comments, you know, hearing you kind of imply that I am a conspiracy theorist, I'm not accusing anybody of being conspiratorial. I'm not talking about a conspiracy per se. What I'm saying is there are facts that you might want to look at. More than that, there's an agenda. There's not a conspiracy going around. In fact, that's what I'll say. There's no conspiracy. People aren't conspiring. There's an agenda. Conspiring almost seems as if they are hiding what they're doing. Folks, they're not hiding what they're doing now. It's pretty obvious what's going on. Push toward a certain way people want to live on this planet. That way of living is divisive. It's non-inclusive. It's happening in Italy. It's happening in Poland. It's happening in Russia. It's happening in the United States. It's happening in Britain. It's happening in Germany. What's happening? War between white and black, between light and dark. Almost, you can call it a war between lightness and darkness. Folks, there's something to be said about the obvious. There's something to be said about that which you plainly see. And one of the things I like to do is I like to break things down to their least common denominator. I want to know the base of it, the root of it. I want to know origins. dumb it down. And if we dumb it down, that is what this promotes. It goes beyond the haves and the have-nots. It's not good enough. This is a black and white issue. As time progresses and more things happen, I'm pretty sure you guys are going to find a way to incorporate the agenda in your daily life. The agenda. Folks, again, it's not a club. Not asking folks to join. I want you to pay attention to three simple principles: separate, educate, do no harm. That's all. Listen, if you want me to say that I'm calling for you separating from the system, that's fine. Separate yourself from this system. Separate yourself from the dominant society that controls this system. Separate yourself from those individuals police on you, those individuals that look down upon you, those individuals that disparage you, those individuals that smile in your face and do nothing for you to your face. Appreciate more those individuals that tell you unequivocally they don't like you. I like those folks. I really do. I respect white folks that come up to me and tell me I don't like black people. I thank them profusely. I thank them because now, first, you're man enough to admit what you're thinking. Bravo. Second, it gives me even that much more reason to stay away from you. Hope that you change in time. But I kind of sense that my absence, though it may not change you for the better, it can't change you for the worse. That's what I believe. I am Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker, the Incognegro. From an undisclosed location somewhere in the United States, I podcast to you all. I like to follow my tweets. I tweet to kind of express, and I try to give you as much insight on my thought process. Please understand, when I talk about white folk, when you see Ben Carson sitting next to Donald Trump, those are two white folk right there. I want you to understand that. If you're a black dude that supports Trump, then you're the white people I'm talking about. And as I've said, Donald Trump is now back in this country. He has not been called to account for his actions, at least not yet. And I stand by my tweet. I better not hear anybody tell me or talk to me about the rule of law again. I'm going to do what the fuck I want when I want. And of course, we know that that's symbolic. I'm being facetious. I'm being tongue-in-cheek for those of you who try to take me literally. Of course, I do not mean that. But what I do mean is that, for God's sake, folks, what is going on? I watched as Donald Trump yesterday sat and stood next to Vladimir Putin looking like a little bitch. It was a sad state of affairs, let me tell you. I mean, he looked beaten. He looked disheveled. He looked like, you know, the bully that gets checked. And Putin looked like the cat that ate the canary. I was telling my wife yesterday, the party may have just ended. It was like 14 hours after everything happened. I mean, because here's the deal, and you need to understand what I'm telling you. There are proud people in Russia today. Buddy boy, let me tell you. Those folks are walking a little bit taller today, partner. You know, I get that Stephanie Rule fix in the morning, You know what I'm saying? And I'd say that with that type of venom, because that chick is not playing. I pity the fool that puts her in power. In fact, let me clarify. I pity the corrupt fool that puts her in power. And a few other of these folks that are speaking out. But speaking out isn't enough. And I wanted to tell you folks, there's no stopping this now. We are at the point of no return with this whole situation. It's going to usher in the new situation. So I don't look to any improvement. In fact, the damage has been done. I even say without too much reservation that if miraculously they arrested Donald Trump right now, I don't think you could undo what he's done. Unless you vacate every appointment he's ever had. And someone pointed it out on Twitter that if you were to take that very short leap and arrest Donald Trump for treason, you would have to arrest his entire cabinet as well. So what we're talking about is white folks that are going to self white folks. And that doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen, folks. That's how they got here. That's how they got where they're at. They're not going to check their own power. It's not going to happen. That's the reason I'm trying to tell you. This is a wrap. This is a wrap, folks. This isn't fatalism. I'm not a doomsdayer. I'm saying the crumbling of the fabric and foundation of this society has begun officially. And Russia pretty much got what they want. And what's interesting is they got the economy of New York. And folks are treating them like, I don't know, like they're Canada, like they're China. Russia's not a big deal. Russia ain't all that, y'all. They're being magnified, which kind of plays into Bible prophecy, whether, you know, you folks that want to, you know, study and keep yourself abreast of what's going on. But here's the deal, and I love saying that because it's always a deal. It's always a deal. The agenda these folks have is not an agenda we as people of color are meant to be a part of. The American dream is not set apart for those set apart. I need you to understand that. I explained this morning to my wife what is effectively happening is these folks are picking up where the flood left off. That's probably the best way to and such a long period of time has passed between then and now, you know, and all the players are long since disintegrated into dust. And so your memory's messed up, but the creator's always kept track of those who keep track. And so we get bits and pieces. We kind of know what occurred back then. It was chaos back then. Before the flood, chaos. What most folks don't understand is that more than likely before the flood, the technology that they had was probably akin to what we have today, only in a different form. So when you look at your smartphone and you look at the other devices you have in your home and in your hand, and you think you're staring at something new, remember what Solomon said. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. Only now they're going to do it a different way. Y'all better listen to me. They're going to let the technology develop completely and then make a showing. That's what's been said. Now, it was pretty bad before Noah's flood, before the deluge. You had fallen angels, fallen spirit creatures. For those of you that are not in the whole biblical nuanced vernacular than just say higher beings that were conjoining with human beings. And they produced a hybrid offspring called the Nephilim. That's in the Bible. 99% of you believe the Bible that listen to this program. Now, as any hybrid, Nephilim made up of two different essences: human, physical, spirit, higher being. So let's talk about 100 years before the flood. Let's talk about 50 years before the flood. Let's do this. Let's talk about 10 years before the flood. 10 years before the flood actually occurred, there are giants, men of great renown, half higher being, half human, that die. So these demons, which are the offspring of the fallen, were causing havoc after their deaths throughout the globe as the residual of their fathers. Because that was not something the Creator intended, they got nowhere to go. I hope everybody's keeping up, because I'm going pretty slow. The spirit beings don't have anywhere to go. So they start bouncing all around the atmosphere of the earth, maybe just outside the atmosphere of the earth. There's probably, no telling where they're able to go. That may explain a few things. I mean, I won't get into them, but it might explain a few things. Either way, what the Creator noticed is that the earth seemed to be getting worse and worse, and that's why the flood occurred. He looked down, he said, "These folks are losing their freaking minds." Now, you need to understand the restraint the Creator evidently showed here, because he already destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He already tore down the Tower of Babylon. He already, or was that after the flood or before the flood? That was before the flood. Tower of Babel, before the flood. Friend of mine, the guy who hosts this show, Devon Smith, pointed out that besides the Bible, one might want to look at the Sumerian text that predates the Bible. That, too, has some explanation as to how creation came about and doesn't veer that far away from biblical account in some areas. That's some wild stuff, man. I've read it. I'm Amos A. Nunn, the Black Fact Checker. If you are listening, you can call me at 563-999-3653. If you are listening after the broadcast, don't call, but listen anyway. What we have here is effectively picking up where the flood left off. You folks better hear what I'm saying, man. I'm not playing. Give us a sign. Tell us when these things will be in the end of days. Well, let me just say as in the days of Noah, so in the end days. And it's a nondescript description, kind of benign, you'd think, almost obtuse. But let me explain. In Noah's day, they had giants rolling around. In Noah's day, there were what we would consider supernatural occurrences that happened, because there were supernatural people that were there. And so, sorry, folks, my wife was telling me she was leaving. And so the same circumstances that surrounded Noah's Day, also surrounded or will surround us as time progresses. Now, I'm going to set this up so you understand it, okay? Because this is not like rocket science. We may be the cause of what's about to occur. We're experimenting in certain fields that really give a little bit of pause, okay? We're communicating with individuals that no one wants to talk about unless, you know, we got a crazy YouTuber that interrogates a guy, interviews a guy, happy about the apparition he saw. I want you to understand what I'm saying, folks. Because it's real. Guy said, and you can find them a lot of places on YouTube. You can find apparitions appearing all over the earth right now. There are films. There are videos, cell phone videos of films. Folks, you're seeing stuff. You don't know what's going on. But everybody's remaining somewhat calm because they're just apparitions. Orbs. This is happening. This isn't some game. I mean, you can tell the fake stuff from the, you know, but there's some weird stuff going on. And folks, what I'm trying to tell you is I think they're preparing us for stuff to get weirder. Again, all together now, that's what I say to pieces of puzzles. 5G. I challenge any of my listeners to simply Google the term 5G, the threat, the dangers of 5G, and then you'll understand why I have aluminum foil on all of my windows. Don't worry, I don't wear it on my head. But my point is, folks, is that there something is afoot. Things are being stirred up, and no one seems to care. A lot of talking happening, but things are trudging on as they are. Donald Trump yesterday openly committed treason, quote-unquote John Brennan, former CIA director on MSNBC. If anybody saw Mr. Kelly sitting there during this meeting, or some shot they had with Kelly. You know, everyone else is sitting square facing each other across the table. Kelly at the end of the table is slightly askew, sitting 45 degree angle away from everyone, specifically from Donald Trump. This man can't stand to be in the same room as this moron. I kid you not, folks, we're headed towards something. And all those involved in promoting it. And I will say again, all those involved in promoting it do not wear a black face. Black people do not mess with spirits, as a rule. You find those in touch with their imitation side wanting to evoke things that come to them. Oh, believe me when I tell you, you know, imitation is flattery. But it's my belief that fear is what they feed on. I'm talking about the entities here. Fear or praise or attention. Remember, everything is tied in. If you look at something, it changes its behavior. You pay attention to these demons, they're probably going to pay attention to you, right? Draw close to God, he'll draw close to you, right? And as I go about this, as I do this, folks, and joining me right now is Devon on the line. I'm just doing a little bit of doing well. Thank you for joining me. I was hoping you might hear me. We're talking about these demons that the apparitions is where I was at. You know, the apparitions. I was telling people that they're conjuring up these apparitions that they've done this for a long time, conjuring up apparitions. They've done this for a while. They've written it down. Some of it is written down and you can actually access it. I believe Solomon has a book that you can look at that tells you how to conjure up spirits. These people do these things. I was also telling them, brother, that I saw a guy, one of the many YouTube videos out there, that explained his fascination with the whole process. But take some of it, bro. Take some of it so I can take away.